Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The problem with traditional pension schemes in Europe is that they are mostly not portable, i.e. if you start saving in a scheme in Estonia, you can't easily continue with it if you move to Ireland and vice versa. But there's a new pan-European personal pension product, or PEP, being rolled out across Europe, which provides that portability. You get the same tax benefits of saving in a private pension in Ireland, and you get to benefit from rising stock markets by investing in international ETFs that follow the main stock markets, including the S&P 500 and Eurostoxx. Tamara Ferhovic-Sekac, my Slovakian is not great, Sekac is the international business expansion manager at Finax, which provides the platform for such pensions. Apologies for the mispronunciation of your name, Tamara. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's fine. I'm used to it.
Okay. Now, tell us about these pan-European personal pension products.
Well, good morning, Joe, and thank you for the opportunity. As you've already mentioned, PEP stands for Pan-European Pension Product. It's a personal pension created under EU law. And yes, in Ireland, it's an answer to PRSA, but this one works across borders. So in Ireland, in particular, if you're self-employed, a freelancer, or someone who moves between EU countries during your career, this is definitely built for you. And why it matters right now in Ireland is that there is over 340,000 self-employed people, and they have no workplace pension. So there is no automatic solutions for them. This is where PEP fills the gap. Also for the employees who decide to opt out of the auto-enrollment, PEP is a ready-made alternative. We also think of the relevant over 100,000 EU nationals that are working in Ireland. And as you mentioned, if they move later on to, I don't know, Italy or Germany or France, PEP can move with them. They don't need to search for another product. So they have one pension that could move with them.
Yeah, it's so interesting because more than a fifth of the Irish workforce weren't born here and they may want to go back to their home country. Most of them might be in Europe. And so this is aimed at self-employed people and mobile, internationally mobile people. How much money do they need to save every month? Is there a minimum amount every month or every year that they need to save for a PEP?
No, it's very flexible. So basically, it's a digital solution. It's on your phone and you can start from 10 euros, which can be paid in when you have and don't have to be paid in when you don't have them. So it's very flexible. You can stop it. You can restart. You can have a one-time payment. You can have the complete flexibility.
Okay. And what sort of financial products are in these investments? As in, where does the money go?
We build globally diversified portfolios using low-cost ETFs. So these track the major world indexes. On the equity side, we have S&P 500, S&P 400, Eurostoxx 600, Russell 2000, and MSCI Europe Small and MSCI Emerging Markets. On the bond sides, because there are two products, one is 100% equity, the other one is 80% equity, 20% bonds. We also have Bloomberg Government and Corporate Bond Index. So basically, your money is spread across more than 10,000 stocks and bonds worldwide, US, Europe, Asia, emerging markets. As I said, you can choose one of these two. And as you approach retirement, we gradually reduce the risk for you automatically. So it ends with 60-40 in your retirement age.
Okay. And it's regulated in Ireland when you take out this product, or where is it regulated? Who protects the investor?
Finax is licensed and supervised by the National Bank of Slovakia. That's our home regulator. And we were the first company in Europe to receive this PEP license. We also have branch offices in Germany and Poland, which means that we are also supervised by local regulators there. We serve Irish clients under EU passporting rules. It's the same framework that allows any EU-regulated financial firm to offer services across the single market. On the Irish side, when it comes to PEP, it's the Central Bank of Ireland who oversees it. And the clients' assets are held in segregated accounts. They are protected by the investment guarantee fund up to 50,000 euros.
Okay. And how does it work when it comes to tax?
Well, that's a very good question. In Ireland, this is, I think, one of the strongest actually selling points. Ireland gave PEP full tax parity with the PRSA. So you get income tax relief on your contributions at your marginal rate. That's up to 40%. Mm-hmm. Your investment grows completely tax-free inside the PEP. And when you retire, you can take up to 25% as a tax-free lump sum. Or we know that lifetime cap is 200,000 euros, I believe. So basically, instead of the tax relief in auto enrollment, where you have the government adding up 1 euro for every 3 that you contribute, which is actually 25%, here you can have up to 40 with, so for example, for higher tax, higher rate taxpayers, if you put, let's say, 1,000 euros in PEP, you get 400 euros back in tax relief. And if you do it via My Future Fund, you get 250. So over 20 or 30 years, that's a really big difference.
Indeed. Okay. And what sort of documents do you need to sign up? I presume you need a passport, or potentially a utility bill to prove who you are.
Yeah, onboarding is a very straightforward and easy one. It's fully digital. You download the app, you verify your identity with passport via biometrics, answer a short suitability questionnaire, and you're invested. Basically, as soon as you send the money, the whole process takes around 10 minutes, and there is no paperwork, no branch visits, no waiting. So you can just set a standing order or contribute whenever you like.
And that's everything is. And that's on the website Finax, FINAX, is it?
Yes, .eu, and there is a special devoted site to Ireland. So we have it basically localized according to the countries where you're from.
Tamara, thank you so much for joining us. And here, best of luck, and wish me luck pronouncing your surname. Tamara Farhovich-Sekac, the International Business Expansion Manager at Finax.eu.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.